Sooner or later, your vehicle will break down. If you're lucky, it'll be covered under the manufacturer's warranty. After the warranty expires, something like a new engine or new transmission could cost over $5,000. Even a simple repair to a sensor can cost over $1,000. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield.com. CarShield makes the whole process easy. You select your favorite mechanic or get the work done at the dealership. There's no checks in the mail stuff or waiting for a reimbursement. CarShield gets the mechanic paid directly. CarShield's administrators even provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is in the shop. If your car is 3 to 12 years old, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. Get the ultimate protection against repair costs before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson. Or visit carshield.com and use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Benson. A deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
On this vote, the ayes are 51. The nays are 48. The Senate recedes from its amendment and concurs in H.R. 1 with further amendment. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
And that is that. A victory for the President of the United States of America. How about them apples? So, jobs, taxes, question though, is it going to help or hurt? That's a question that needs to be asked. The president is extremely excited.
We had a historic victory for the American people. It'll go through final passage today in the House. Then the congressmen and women and the Senate will be coming over, the Republican Senate. Unfortunately, the Democrats don't like to see tax cutting. They like to see tax increases.
Ah, a little slight at the Democrats. Not that they weren't firing back as much as they possibly could, and they were. Let's be completely honest here. There's some stuff that you've got to look at and say, okay, good, bad, maybe, yes, no. Will it help? Will it hurt? Can it hurt in the long run? I don't know. Now we're going to find out. You know, we're going to actually find out now what's going to happen, and it's going to start early.
That's going to be tremendous for people. They're going to start seeing the results in February. This bill means more take-home pay. It will be an incredible Christmas gift for hardworking Americans. I said I wanted to have it done before Christmas. We got it done.
So it's done. How do you feel? I want to hear from you. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. That's the tax line. Ah, see the way I did that? No, it's the text line, but I'm calling it the taxed line. That's the way. Never mind. You can also tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. I am cautiously optimistic that it's going to be good. I know for business it will be. I want to know what we're looking at deficit-wise. You're going to get the usual people that come out, bitch, whine, and moan, because we wouldn't be living in America if we didn't have, our good man Chucky.
Can we have order, Mr. President?
The Senate will be in order.
This is serious stuff. We believe you're messing up America. You could pay attention for a couple of minutes.
He is funny, right? Chucky is funny. But they're not happy. They feel like this is a nightmare. They feel like this is going to destroy America. They feel like that this is going to crush America and send us back to God knows where.
There are only two places where America's popping champagne: the White House and the corporate boardrooms, including Trump Tower.
It's so the same over and over again.
The trouble is, no one in America, not the American public, not the economists, believe that trickle-down works.
When I hear that, this is all I have to say to Democrats. Why does trickle-down not work for the private sector and the economy? But when you want to take other people's money and trickle it down to them through taxes, it works just fine. I'm curious. Show me why it works that way. Show me why that is successful and this isn't. You're fine taking other people's money and spreading it all out and promising them the world and delivering very little but a temporary fix to issues that they have. That's trickle-down economics in a way that is, quite frankly, somewhat scandalous. Because you're taking people's money and pretending and lying. It's a scam. You know, this is it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. The free market needs to be free. It needs to breathe. It needs to run. Government overreaches every single day they possibly can. They believe that they know how to take your money and spend it better than you do. Trickle-down economics only works when you do it, Chuck. Only works when you do it, Nancy. I'm just curious. Tell me why it works for you, but it doesn't work for the private sector people. It's frustrating. Absolutely 100% frustrating. This wasn't just about things like taxes alone. Jobs were a part of this as well. And that to me is something that's huge. You know, we need the jobs to work. We need the jobs to run. We need the jobs to go. How are you going to get these things done? I think it's pretty simple. Allow it to run its course. Allow it to breathe. I don't want to see any deficit added to this, but you know what? I've been talking to a lot of small business owners the last couple of days. They're excited. They're absolutely excited. They think that this is going to be huge. They think this is going to be massive. They feel excited about this, and they are going to invest into the businesses they have. Remember, when they talk about all of these things, right? When they talk about, oh, it's the 1% this and it's the 1% that, when they go out there and spin those yarns and tales to you, remember, a lot of what they're talking about is small business in the country being able to compete on a level they've not been able to compete on. That to me is massive. That to me is huge. I'm excited about it. I do worry about some of the stuff that could potentially happen deficit-wise. I think all of us have issues there that we need to address. I know I do. I sit here and say, okay, are we adding to this? Or are we taking this away? What's the deal? What's this going to be? How is this going to hurt us? How is this going to help us? 323-538-2423. It's a number to text us at Chad Benson Show. And a lot of small business owners, you've been hitting me up over the last couple of days about how excited you are. You've got your wish now, right? This is going to be something I think that potentially is going to be a very big, very good thing. But it doesn't mean it's not come without, you know, some issues that it potentially could affect the Democrats positively and the Republicans negatively in 2018. Yesterday, Chuck Schumer said, hey, look, here's the deal. This could potentially be a weight around your neck. It's possible. It is possible. But I think if things are rolling free, remember this. If 8 months from now, things are rocking and rolling, right? People are feeling good. The economy is growing at 3.5, potentially 4%. Everybody's got a smile on their face. They're not worried about their jobs. Home prices are rising. People are feeling good about the economy. 2018 is not going to look any different than the last couple of elections. Because the strength of that economy alone, despite all of the other stuff, the strength of that economy alone, it's going to make everybody go, eh, you know what? It's not broke, so we're not going to fix it. We're not going to break it so you guys can feel better. That's not the way this is going to work. So I'm interested to see how this moves forward. But it's, again, they got it done today. They did. I know a lot of people were wondering, are they going to get it done? Aren't they going to get it done? I knew at some point in time, it looked like last night they were going to get done. They got into it. They worked late. They got it done. They can say, hey, this is it. And if you look at this past year, for all of the other stuff, right, that has surrounded the president, this right here is a victory towards the end of the year that he desperately needed, that the Republicans absolutely had to have. And I think the American people, at least temporarily, are going to feel good about it, and they're going to feel it. They're going to feel it come February. You're going to have a little more jangle in your pocket. And that's very important, because that first 2 weeks of February, you're getting your Christmas bills, right? And you're going, whoa. So having a little bit more jangle in your pocket is going to be a good thing. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Hope you're doing well on this beautiful, beautiful day out here in Phoenix. Hanging out with my friends over at KTAR, just enjoying myself here. I actually went in the jacuzzi. That's how I started my day. Woke up, stretched, went into the jacuzzi. That's the way you start your birthday right there, kids. That's the way. Living life well today, if you will. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. I don't have any pains. I can honestly say I have zero aches and pains. And it has been a long, long, long time since I've been able to say I had zero aches and pains. But it is amazing how well I feel. Relief Factor, thank you so much. You want to check it out for yourself, go to relieffactor.com and find out what I already know. It works. I've been raving around talking to all these guys here, and they said, you know, you're playing soccer, you're doing all kinds of stuff. I said, yeah, I've been doing all this. I said, you know, I turned 47. It's funny, today Jack said to me, Daddy, you're almost 50. I'm like, I know, Jack, thank you. But I feel great. I feel amazing. Relief Factor is the reason for that. The aches and pains I once had, they are no more. I want you to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Check it out for yourself. Find out why so many people who try this, 80% of people who try this, order it again. There's a reason for that. It absolutely works. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's less than a dollar a day. It's 95 cents, just $19.95, to get the absolute best in relief naturally for you. Relieffactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Love it when you text the program. Feel free to do that as well. Got so much stuff to get to today. And I'm going to talk to you a bit about, there's a great segment done by John Stossel about food trucks.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
People are starting to see how great this historic victory was. People are...
Historic? Yeah. Yeah. Little history right there, right? Feeling good? Feeling fun? Feeling like they're ready to rock and roll? President is celebrating today, and he's going to be celebrating. And I don't blame him. I absolutely don't blame him. He got a victory that he desperately needed, and I think the Republicans needed as well, especially after their failure to get Obamacare repeal and replace done. You needed this. They got this. It's a victory for them. And I think moving forward, the Republicans now have a chance, I think, especially as we head into this new year here, to solidify their place right now by making sure they get done some of these other things they said they were going to get done this year and didn't get done. And, of course, the Russia thing is hanging out over everybody's head. And it drives, I myself, again, I have said this and I will continue to say this. I am not saying one way or another, hey, this didn't happen. This did. I don't think too much happened. I have still yet to see something that has happened. I want to see that. I absolutely believe we need to see that. And I don't think people understand what the potential could be if this Russia thing drags on for another year plus. While they search, and I am hearing that Mueller may drag this thing on for another year. At some point in time, man, fish are cut bait. Right? You do realize that, you know, we had a lot of struggles in the 70s for that hangover from Watergate that was huge. These kind of things can have an adverse effect on the economy. I'm not saying if something is done that is absolutely illegal, we need to get to the bottom of it. But if your search is going to take years upon years upon years, cost millions of dollars, and along the way, all you do is overturn a few things here and a few things there because your interest is in protecting the badge and you do not care who you hurt and destroy along the way to get to what you think you need to get to, which is the finish line and the ultimate, which is catching Trump. That, to me, is something I don't think any of us in America really care too much about. It's time to move on. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Simple and easy. Also Instagram as well. Each and every day at this time, we like to make you hipper. We like to make you cooler. We like to know that when you're on the streets doing the things that you're doing, should you need to throw something down, you can do it. And people will go, you got it going on. We call this our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
I like this one. Okay, get ready for this, Phil. So you know what GOAT is, right? GOAT is the greatest of all time.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're doing something and you're really good at something, they'll be like, oh, check it out, man. Phil's goating. Oh, what? Yeah, Phil's goating. Phil, you're showing signs and flashes of being a GOAT, a great of all time. They call that goating, and I did not know what that was. And then my little brother the other night said to me, man, Ovechkin's in beast mode right now. He's goating. And I'm like, what? You know, I know beast mode. I heard that, right? You know, right? Savage, beast mode, I get that. But when he said goating, I had no idea what that meant. And I said, what's that? He goes, well, he's showing everybody how cool he is. He's brilliant. And he's like, he's on his way. He's doing stuff that's like the greatest of all time kind of stuff. And I said, oh, I was unaware of such things. Goating, your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
This cranium is stretched, kids. Man, I'm telling you, people are texting in. They're excited about it. It's the poll up today. Will this help or hurt the Republicans come 2018? Is it going to be a mixed bag? I think this is the potential to be a mixed bag. I think it does. And again, this is also now that they knew there was nothing they could do to stop this, right? The Democrats. So now their job is simple. Go out and sell this thing as a destructive thing for America over the foreseeable future, to make sure that you solidify your position as the people who told you so, just like the Republicans did for Obamacare. But now that Americans are getting more back in their paycheck, it is going to be tougher for the Democrats to say, we want you to take a lot of that stuff back. 76% of people say it'll help. 15% said it'll hurt. 9% say it's a mixed bag for them. Check it out. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. John Stossel, very interesting thing he's doing, but it's a perfect example of why government can't be trusted when it comes to regulating. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The president submitted a budget that balanced over 10 years back in the winter. Congress's job is to complete the appropriations process. Unfortunately, they've not been able to do that, so there likely to be another punt into January.
Punt into January, meaning another continuing resolutions, the whole shutdown thing. People go, is it going to be a shutdown? That's possible, but I doubt it. I doubt it. Nobody wants to deal with it. And the Democrats know that right now, if there was to be a shutdown, it could potentially land on them. So for all intents and purposes, they're going to take a step back and just allow whatever's going to happen. They'll continually resolution. It'll be pushed forward. And remember, DACA is out there right now, too. They've got till March to get that done. That's going to be the next big thing to tackle, immigration. And they still have to get with, you know, this entire repeal, replace. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to sit back and allow this tax thing to kind of sink in. People got a little worried. People got a little afraid. And I don't blame people for that. But now they're going to sit back. They're going to say, OK, is this going to be good? If they feel that they've got something that is solid, and that they're in good stead and that people feel comfortable about it and they can get DACA and some other things done, they're then going to attack Obamacare, I think, probably around the springtime, and that'll be very interesting to see. But we still have this whole shutdown looming over everybody's head.
I think that there'll be some things that need to get done before the end of this year, and the things that don't need to be done will be pushed to January.
Yeah, and that's I think for a lot of people that's kind of where they're at. Let's just punt, and we'll see what takes place. Paul Ryan today was talking about. They're introducing a new bill, and I find this to be definitely needed. I was talking at lunch today, one of the big guys here, and as we were talking about all of this stuff with, you know, the sex stuff, and they were saying, you know, what are some of the things you're following? What are some of the things you're doing? I said, you know, we're talking about a lot of this, you know, and I said, we still have yet to see that happen, that thing happen, that position happen in the world of the sex politician, because it's costing taxpayers money. There's very little transparency. And it's time that I think all of us take a step back and say, it's time that you out there start to be held accountable for the monies you've paid to people. And I think they're taking a step in that direction.
And that's why we're taking this seriously. We're doing mandatory training. We're going to bring out a whole slew of reforms at the end of this week to show how Congress is going to get ahead of this problem and make sure that victims have rights, yeah, that victims know where they're going to go.
And that's good. I mean, we need that, right? I mean, I think we need that as a people. We need to know exactly what's going on. I think all of us want to know what's happening out there because it's not transparent like a lot of other places. Politicians have that huge advantage of being able to hide things in ways that the average person can't. And on top of that, they have ways of doing it through their own legalities that we're just not going to be able to peer into because they are the lawmakers themselves. So they've been shielded for years. It's like John Conyers. You mean to tell me nobody knew? $17 million of payments have been made. You mean to tell me nobody knew some of these things were happening? It's time that they start being transparent.
Not only do we have to change our laws, not only do we have to change the way disclosure and transparency works, not only do we have to change the way the laws work going forward, but we need to change the culture. So let's not make this some partisan food fight.
Which too often happens. Let's change the culture. Let's get this done in a way that is very open, that is out there for everybody to see. And I think it needs to be done. And this hashtag, Me Too scenario that is going on out there. Think about this. All right. How much they have hidden all of this stuff and the tens of million dollars that it's caused us taxpayers to have pay, which isn't a lot of money when you think about how much money they waste. It's the principle of that. They drag the Catholic Church in and they talk about, we're going to talk about the Catholic Church in a second. They drag the Catholic Church in to talk about all of the things that it did, yet all the while they're doing the dirty as well.
Those are criminal matters that Congress doesn't do criminal investigations.
Yeah, Congress doesn't do criminal investigations, but you know what? You guys make the laws. That is something to think about. We go from there to, yes, the cardinal that died. The cardinal that died that for years ran, well, he ran cover for everything. Bernard Law passed away. This is the guy who is 86 years old. He was the man for years who was not only extremely influential here in the U.S., but for all of that stuff that he was influential, helping the poor and the immigrants and civil rights, you know, and all those kind of things. The one thing he didn't do in Boston was protect children, protect young kids who were being molested. Instead, what he did was he hid. He moved people from place to place. Allow and never warned anybody. Hey, this is Cardinal Bernard Law. I'm telling you to take this guy. You're going to love him. Instead, he should have said, you're going to go to jail. We're going to prosecute you. We're going to come after you with the full might of the law. But instead, like everybody else, it's all about what? The badge, the shield, the industry. You're protecting it. You protected your industry. And what did you do? Kids were being molested. Kids were being raped. Kids were being absolutely destroyed. Years and years and years of therapy. Most of these kids are going to struggle forever with relationships, with interaction with other humans, as far as on an emotional level. There are things that these kids have gone through and that they're now adults and they struggle with. And this SOB hid them. People are speaking out about him being dead and the fact that the Vatican, which he was very influential and been at the Vatican, been working there, still had massive sway. This guy that was as bad as any of these Penn State things we talk about, he's still there. He was a pimp. That's the way I looked at him. He was a pimp. And he should have gone to jail. Should have gone to jail. But he didn't. And that to me is ridiculous. Some of the victims talk.
Bernard Cardinal Law did not want the public. He did not want parishioners. He did not protect innocent children.
No, he didn't. He did none of those things. That's your job, right? Your job is that. An airplane pilot's job is to get you to and fro and to make sure you're safe in doing it, right? Cop's job is to serve and protect the public. Teacher's job is to teach your children, but also, in case of situations, to do all they can to protect. That's their job. Your job is that. If you're a teacher and you think something's going on, by law, you have to say something. This SOB hid these people, didn't tell. Hey, we're sending you this father, not telling a soul that this father had been diddling these kids. It's cost them billions of dollars. And they still managed to bring him over to the Vatican, and he held sway and influence there.
He was rewarded with a cushy job, 3 square meals a day, anything and everything he wanted. When people like me and my family, we were left to pick up the pieces.
Yeah. Did not care, though. Because and throughout history, the Catholic Church has done things like this. Whether it be funneling Nazis through the rat lines to get them out of Europe, knowing full well what they had done. To all of the Inquisitions and things like this, this was a absolutely disgusting, deplorable human being who I believe should be rotting in hell for all of the lives he allowed to be. I don't care what kind of social justice BS you poured out to people. I give a rat's ass about that. You lost your opportunity to be praised. You should have been stripped of everything, including your dignity. Your ass should have been in jail. That's exactly where you should have been.
He was rewarded with a prestigious position in the Vatican, and he moved on with his life, and he forgot about us over here.
Yeah, he did. He forgot. And he thinks his good deeds of stuff that he did for immigrants and for the poor and social justice, it doesn't matter. All of that is wiped away. Sometimes people make mistakes. Sometimes people do bad things, and it's an instant situation that they choose to do something that ends up being horrible. This was not an instant situation. This was not a knee-jerk reaction. This was massive failure to protect over periods of time that led to really the most embarrassing modern situation that's happened to the Catholic Church that's still shameful. And the fact that they're even going to have anybody speak, the fact that they're going to hold a special mass for them, the fact that they're going to do any of those things is disgusting. And you wonder why people don't love religion.
They feel cheated by Bernard Cardinal Law's death. Bernard Cardinal Law was an enabler of clergy sexual abuse.
Yeah. He was as guilty, as far as I'm concerned, he was as guilty as any of those SOBs. Absolutely 110% as guilty as any of those people. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Of course, we're following the big story of the day. Nancy Pelosi's in love.
House Republicans are cheering. They're toasting the fact that they raised taxes on 86 million American families.
They tell you a part of a story of which none of it's real. Could potentially taxes rise in the future for people? Absolutely. If these things sunset, they go away, taxes will rise for a group of people. But I love the way that she goes about doing the things that she does, the picture that she paints, which is always doom and gloom. You would think that these sides each have the only answer to whatever question you have that's right. And neither side can get another question right at all. It's crap. It's BS. Nancy, you toasted too, remember? Soon as they passed it, we can read the bill and find out what's in it. You toasted with everybody else in the Democratic Party, and you didn't care what the Republicans thought. So why should anybody else give a rass ass about what you have to say? 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. You can text along with us. You can tweet at us. Love it when you do. Follow us along on Instagram and Facebook, Chad Benson Show. It is the Chad Benson Show.
You want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
In the days of you, I
yeah.
What it means to be a man.
Man, Zeppelin still sounds great, brother. So get ready for this. Zeppelin, 50th anniversary. Jimmy Page has said, hey, got some stuff coming. And yes, has hinted in 2018, don't be surprised if you see us do a little something-something together. And by the way, all of the unreleased stuff that we've had that's out there is going to see the light of the day sooner rather than later. Now, the last time they tried, there was an ill-fated reunion show in 1988, a handful of shows like Live Aid that they did some stuff, but they pretty much remained pretty quiet. You know, of course, Jimmy Page has done a lot of that blues stuff and the Honey Drippers. And I don't know about you, Phil. I joke about the Honey Drippers. I love the Honey Drippers. They were great. Do you remember? Now, in 2017, right? Celebration Day, that was 1 year ago, December, Bonham's son Jason filled in on drums. They did a little something, but it looks like now they said, get ready for some stuff that could potentially be amazing as it heads out here next year. And that's when you, okay, so Phil, here's a perfect example, right? You're joking about going to see a Washington Redskins game.
Yeah.
What would you pay, though, to see that, a band, the band that you've always wanted to see that may potentially still be around? Like, what's the money you'd be willing to shell out to see Plant and you know, and the likes and Paige play again together or whoever?
I'd drop $400 or $500 on it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would. I think for some, and I know that people spent thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to see the last time. But you think to yourself, how much money, joking aside with ABBA, right? Because ABBA may be the great band that's out there, great group that's out there, that everybody's still alive, right? Because everybody's still alive when it comes to ABBA. So, you know, like AC/DC, obviously Bon Scott's dead, Brian Johnson's gone, Malcolm's dead. I mean, so, you know, what do you have left, you know? But this is it. Like, you can look at ABBA and say, and they've floated that out there for years. What a reunion tour. They've been offered close to $1 billion to get together. Apparently, they don't need the money. But you think, well, what would it be worth? You know, what would people pay? Because remember, nobody likes ABBA except for the 390 million albums they sold. So we're not quite sure who that person was. And I don't think it was all Sweden, by the way. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. Polls up. The Olympics are not too far away.
Both the U.S. Marines and the ROC Marines have covered over the snow mobility. We've covered reconnaissance skills as well as critical combat skills in a cold weather mountainous environment. Throughout training, we've increased both of our warfighting capabilities as well as created lasting friendships that we'll take back with us when we head back to the United States.
So that's a Marine talking about them getting ready and training for, you know, the scenario of the what is. And you'd hate to say that, but remember, it's not unheard of, right? Black September, what took place in the Munich Games. It's not unheard of. And with terrorism on the rise globally, it is. It's interesting. Here's my question to you guys out there. What do you think little dude's going to do? The world is going to be staring at South Korea come February for the Winter Olympics. What do you think they're going to do? Are they going to? Is he going to do something? I think so. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
On this vote, the ayes are 51, the nays are 48. The Senate recedes from its amendment and concurs in H.R. 1 with further amendment. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
There it is, kids. Tax Cut, Jobs Act, pass. How you feeling about that poll right now at Chad Benson Show? Whether or not it'll help or hurt the Republicans in 2018, 75% right now say it's going to help the Republicans. We shall see. We shall see. There are some things in here that I think that we need to address, and that is whether or not we're going to add more money to the deficit. I think everybody needs to know that. And you know, there are other things out there that the Democrats are going to paint in a certain way that are true, but you're not giving the whole story. But the corporate side of this is the one that I believe is the most important part of this of all. Yes, as individuals, it's going to be great, right? We're going to start to see money back in February. Our checks are going to be a little bit bigger. And it's not because we got a raise. It's because they are taking less out of our checks. But the corporate side of things, that small business side especially, is going to feel it the most. That's where I think it's going to be the biggest benefit to all of us.
Our plan also lowers the tax on American business from 35% all the way down to 21%. That's probably the biggest factor in this plan. We become competitive all over the world. Our companies won't be leaving our country any longer because our tax burden is so high, because now we're down toward the lower end of the spectrum as opposed to being the highest. We were the highest.
Producer Phil, you know what I love? It's like he's always, yeah, we were the highest. Like he throws that at the end.
Yeah, he always says it twice.
Yeah. Yeah, we were, you know, it's now going to be totally awesome because we were at the highest. Now we're going to be at the lower end because we were the highest. It's like, okay. But he's right. That's a vital importance right there. He's absolutely right about that. He's 100% right about that. because this is the thing that's important, especially for small business owners. And I have talked to so many who've texted me, who and I want to hear from you out there. 323-538-2423. That's the text line, 323-538-CHAD. Simple and easy. I want to hear from you. Are you excited? Are you feeling with the pass-through income and the way that this is potentially going to benefit you? What would you do with some found money? Invest in your company is what I'm hearing a lot of people say. Be able to hire another employee or two to take some of the pressure off yourself. Those things right there are going to be huge, because not only does that help the business owner who risks it all, but it also gives opportunities for them to create something that this was also inside of the bill and they talked about, but very rarely, because it was mostly about tax cuts.
It's really, above all else, it's a jobs bill, because these corporations that are already coming into the country, but they're going to start pouring into the country. It's about jobs, and they're going to build some really great companies and a lot of jobs.
A lot of jobs. Did I mention jobs? I think it's jobs. Jobs, 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 jobs. And that is vitally important. Above all else, that trickle-down side of things that, you know what, the Pelosi's of the world and the Schumer's of the world want no part of, because it's just evil, evil, evil. Above all else, this is the thing I think is going to benefit us the absolute best, is that side of it when it comes to jobs. And you know what? Should be excited, should be happy. Everybody right now at this point in time should have a smile on their face with the potential. Again, potential. I think on the corporate side of things, the business side of things, and the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and everybody else are going to paint it as the rich getting richer, 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 richer. They'll do that because that's the only thing they know how to say. They don't have any real thought about this coming out, being honest, saying, look, you know what? We were too high and we should have been more competitive and we weren't. And, you know, now the Republicans have done what they've done. And I hope it works for the American people. Because they don't care. I mean, they want it to fail. That's the sad thing in this, is, and it just goes on both sides. It's not just a Republican thing or a Democrat thing. It's a both parties thing, is they want the other side to fail. And that's not good, but it's all about keeping your fiefdom. It's all about the victory for you long term. So, of course, they want you to fail. They don't want you to succeed. Do you think the Democrats want the Republicans to succeed? No, they don't. Do you think the Republicans want the Democrats to succeed? No. Because if the Republicans are sitting here and jobs are just on fire, the economy is rocking and rolling like a freight train downhill, things are just going incredibly well, they know that they're not going to win. Because why break something if it's not broke, right? Like, don't, you know, hey, this thing, we don't need to fix this, right? This thing's great. Why would we want to risk breaking it? Because in the end, they don't want the other side to succeed. And we've set it up so it's other sides. And that's the sad, sad thing in all of this.
House Republicans are cheering. They're toasting the fact that they raised taxes on 86 million American families.
86 million American families. You're going to hear that. You're going to hear it over and over again, all of these things.
The trouble is, no one in America, not the American public, not the economists, believe that trickle-down works.
You think it works when it comes from your side. Well, Chad, they don't do. They're not supply-side economics. No, they are in some ways. They take money from corporations and from individuals, and it trickles down to people who are in the lower brackets, or poor people, whatever you want to call them. It trickles down there. That, to them, is the supply side trickle down that seems to work okay. I don't hear them ever bitch about that. I think potentially, and more so than individuals, this is going to benefit the country through the corporations, particularly the mom and pop shops, the small businesses that are going to benefit this across the way. We'll talk about the Amazons and the AT&Ts and all of these kind of things, but the facts are the individuals will feel it if they have a chance to get a raise. The individual will feel it if they can take their business and grow it. The individual will feel it in a much larger, broader sense than they will just by getting back $1,500 or $2,000 extra in their throughout the year in their check.
It is something we're very excited about. This, we're going to give people a big tax cut before Christmas. And most importantly, this is going to help people get more jobs at better wages, you know, and simplify the tax code. So we're very excited about this.
Yeah, and he should be. You know, you should be. But it's really about, to me, the corporate side. People ask me, what are you worried about? I said, well, I look at, when you tell people, hey, you're going to, over the next year, maybe $75 to $100 back in your check. That's great. Right? That sounds great. Makes everybody feel a little bit happier, a little bit more, a few bucks in your pocket. Nobody's going to bitch about that. Some people may break even. Some people may, they may lose a little bit more, but some people may get back $3,500, $4,000 or $5,000. But if business is growing, if things are starting to happen, if jobs are starting to rock and roll, that right there is huge. That right there is massive. That's a huge thing. And this absolutely will be a springboard, I think, for the Republicans to get into the new year, to feel how things are going before they decide to take on the last of the repeal and replace. Because remember, inside of this, no longer mandatory for Obamacare. They stripped that provision out of Obamacare, so it's no longer mandatory to have insurance. So this is something that's amazing now, where you could sit back and say, well, let's see how people feel come February and March, and then we can take on the rest of the things that we need to take on. And DACA is out there as well. So there's a lot of things that they can now approach, but they've got their, they've got something that they can look at and hang their hat on and say, we got something done, even though they have failed at repeal and replace. Your comprehensive immigration form wasn't going to be easy, but now they've first got to tackle DACA to go along with it. And I think the Democrats are licking their chops, hoping this thing can get done. And I think it will get done. I absolutely do. But they've got a victory today, and they should feel happy about it.
After eight straight years of slow growth and underperformance, America is ready to take off.
Yeah. And I think I think that's true. I think right now the truth is that we're going to feel it. Our 401ks are going to feel it. And, the mopey McMopersons that are the likes of Chuck Schumer.
Can we have order, Mr. President?
The Senate will be in order.
This is serious stuff. We believe you're messing up America. You could pay attention for a couple of minutes.
I can listen to that all day. He's going to be down. He's going to be a sourpuss. That's what he does. That's who he is. That's what he is about. So we'll see what happens moving forward. But they've got it done. The jobs bill, the tax cut, it's all there. I hope in the end I have some apprehension about whether or not we're adding stuff to the deficit. I am glad about the mandatory repeal being out there. To me, I have no problem with that. And I'm excited about the fact that, when it comes to small businesses, the opportunity to absolutely be able to have the pass-through income, the way that we're going to be able to tack things when we write things off, and the depreciation doesn't come over 7 years, you can take a bigger chunk of front. Those kind of things are so big. And when you talk about the economy, that boost to the economy alone, I think, is going to be a boom for America. But what do we do on the deficit side is something I think we need to talk about. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter, 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is also on your Instagram. Instagram, I got a donut today. All right, got me a donut. Somebody sent me donuts here to the station, and I gobbled up a donut, and all the news people out here at KTR, because I'm out here in Phoenix doing a show, they gobbled up the rest of the donuts. It was fantastic. And even though it's not Friday, I know it's Wednesday, which can you over the hump, but I'm just saying, it's my birthday, so I had a birthday donut, and I felt okay about my birthday donut, is what I'm trying to say. You know what else I feel okay about? My car. The love I have my car is not weird. The love I have my car and where she takes me, and how she protects me. I do the best I can to protect her. That's why I got extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. Getting covered by CarShield is amazing. It's a great idea. And also, it makes for a great gift. Getting somebody covered by CarShield is one of those gifts where people are like, oh, thank you. But when you think about it, it's a gift that literally keeps on giving. If something was to happen to your car right now, do you know if you're covered? But I have a warranty. Do you? Do you know how much stuff costs? And not only the cost, it's the expense of getting whatever part that you have to have repaired, getting to it. It's like you have to have a map now. It's nuts. CarShield makes everything hassle-free and easy. 24/7 roadside assistance. A rental car while your car's in the shop. You choose the shop. They get them paid directly. It gets no better than that. Save yourself from high repair bills. Get covered by CarShield like I did before something goes wrong. It's always good to be forward-thinking. You don't want to be reactionary, especially when it comes to your car. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Benson or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson saves you 10%. A deductible may apply. What's next? Next, Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next for the dreamers? January is what we're hearing. Yesterday, big meeting in the White House. John Kelly said, look, here's the deal. We want to get this thing done. But there's some things we want and there's some things you want. Specifically talking to the Democrats. And the way it's looking right now is these things are going to get done. And, you know, President Trump put it out there. Look, we're going to end this, but doesn't mean it's over. It means just get it sorted out. What's next is the Democrats and the Republicans are going to lay out what they want. The Democrats want the Dreamers to be able to stay here, about 800,000 undocumented immigrants, illegals, whatever you want to call them, that makes you feel better. But White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said, look, while that's what you guys want, we want some other things. We want border security and other policy changes that are going to be solidified. We're not going to do this again. We've kicked this can down the road for too long. We want some other things that we know as a guarantee before we go and vote, because they have the sway. Remember, the Republicans have the sway to get this thing done. And I think they will. I think the Republicans are seeing a writing on the wall that this is something that I think most Americans, whether you're Democrat or Republican, think, look, these kids were brought here. They don't know any other home but this. Not all of them, but by and large, a good portion of them have been here for so long that sending them home is ridiculous and stupid, and they could be a huge benefit and boom for our society. So let's look into keeping them here. But in saying that, let's make sure this doesn't happen again. What's next is come January, early February, I have a feeling that the Republicans and Democrats are going to read a bipartisan agreement to allow DACA kids to stay here on a permanent basis, which will be good. And I think the Republicans along the way are also going to solidify and start to make the picture of immigration clearer for the American people and where they're going with it. That's what's next for DACA. A lot of people texting in right now about tax reforms. People excited about it. And I get it. Chad, I'm so excited about tax reform bill. I've been in business 10 years. It's not been easy. I don't pay myself very well. I'm low paid. So low that I don't think it's going to directly affect me, but it will affect my customers. You're going to have more money to spend with my company. I'm looking forward to the trickle-down effect. Other people, especially small business owners, have just been texting me. I want to hear from you as well. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Saying, small business owner, I'm excited. This is going to allow me to hire more people. That's important. Hiring of more people is a very important thing, and I think this is going to give people the opportunity to do those things, because they're going to see that not only is the economy going to be moving forward, but with the way that the taxes are going to be laid out, you could potentially add one or two employees. How great is that going to be if you're a small business owner? And remember, you pay yourself last. It's going to be nice to know that there's something else there afterwards, rather than just sitting there looking at the lint in your hand because you paid everybody else. I think it's going to be good for especially businesses. 323-538-2423. It's a Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Last week, net neutrality. People have been going, Chad, don't you want things fairer? Yeah, I got nothing against fairer. Except for the problem that I have with, yes, kids, government. Not that I have a disdain for government in it itself. I don't, that'd be a lie. I don't hate government. I hate government overreach. That's what I really detest. And it makes you think. You know, people said, Chad, don't you want things that are fair? Don't you think that government should regulate certain things? I said, I have no problem with that. But I said, it doesn't matter if it's local government or the federal government. When government gets involved, usually what they do is they overreach, continually overreach, and make it so whatever that you started doing, you just don't want to do anymore because it's no longer fun. It's no longer worth the risk because the headache to you is it's not worth that reward anymore. And that's the thing I have a problem with. Case in point this. I got a great story. It's a John Stossel piece, and it's interesting. It's about food trucks. Simple and easy as that, food trucks. And how cities across the country have made it impossible for people who've started these food trucks to make a living. Now, look, if you're a brick and mortar store, I get it. It's a competition. But food trucks are pretty hip and they're pretty cool. You see them around there. But competition goes both ways. You can't just have it your way, as we've seen with things like, and here's a perfect example. Many of you are listening right now. Cities across the country are fighting. Taxis are fighting. Uber and Lyft and all, they don't want them around because they're competition. They like being dominant. They like being the monopoly. They didn't care that people would get a limo or one of those big car services, you know, the black car that pick you up and take you to and fro. They didn't care about that. Wasn't real competition. Uber is. When I was in Sacramento last, I took a taxi because taxis are the only thing they're allowed to be in the airport. You have to walk like a mile and a half off before Uber can pick you up. That's insane, right? That is absolutely crazy. So I'm there, and the taxi ride to the hotel, $48. I took an Uber to the airport with tax. It was $20. Of course they don't want to give it all up. Of course they don't. That's the frustration I have. Because government doesn't know how to play fair. They do play favorites, and they overreach, making everything more expensive for you and I.
When did you get the idea to open this food truck?
So I was looking around for some jobs and could not find anything.
It's kind of a new idea.
It really started taking off right around the recession, you know, 2008 time frame. A lot of restaurant entrepreneurs, the capital they had was not enough to actually go out and start a restaurant on their own. Banks weren't willing to give loans, so the food truck phenomenon really took off.
Yeah, and it has. And it has taken off. And a lot of people, a lot of young entrepreneurs and older entrepreneurs have said, hey, it's a great way. I can sell my cakes. I can sell, do this. And it's bad enough you've got to go through 5 million things just to get all of your licenses and everything else and go through the inspections, which is great. I mean, again, that's why we want some of that stuff. But to a certain extent, we had people out there said, look, you know what? I can afford a food truck. I'm not going to get $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 to open a restaurant. It's a risk. The recession time. But you know what? I could start a food truck. And food trucks exploded.
Parking's limited because politicians want to protect existing restaurants.
And you can't be 300 feet next to a restaurant that offers the same product. Well, there are pizzerias all over Baltimore. So that means Joey is severely restricted in where he can go.
They're paying taxes. They had to use brick and mortar. Baltimore's just trying to keep things fair.
Well, it's funny you say that, John, because I also invested in my business and I pay taxes as well.
So you can still run your business. You just have to stay away from those restaurants.
There's almost no place left for me to operate.
Oh, but wait, what? There's no place left for you to operate. And long gone are the days of the food truck. You remember that? I mean, In my studio in Orange County, we have a couple food trucks that, you know, they roll up and everybody comes out and they get their, you know, their egg sandwiches or their breakfast burritos or their little donuts and, you know, and something to drink, and they go back out and it comes back at lunch. But a lot of these food trucks, and producer Phil, you've talked about it too, man. These are gourmet food trucks. These are not, because you're a foodie kind of thing, where you're not spending $3 on a sandwich. You're spending $25 on a sandwich, and it's a restaurant type like meal.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Like, what's the one that you always say is out by you guys? And you're like, but I can't pay $20 for a sandwich.
There's a grilled cheese one that comes around. It's like, I'm not paying $14 for a grilled cheese sandwich. I'm sorry, I'm not.
Understand that. But it's not just like, they're not slapping together two pieces of white bread with something. It's something more. But the fact is that these things are restaurants on wheels for a lot of people, and they become the hipster thing to do. But a lot of these cities are going, we're going to restrict where you can have your truck and the times you can have your truck. And we're going to do a lot more than that, because even though you pay taxes, maybe these people pay a little bit more. They come up with all kinds of BS. And this is, again, government overreach. And that's my fear when it came to net neutrality. It was the government was going to overreach and overreach and overreach.
I would have customers calling me trying to find us. And I was like, I'm trying to find a parking spot. I'll post as soon as I land. Every moment that we're driving around and not parked in a location with our window open meant that we couldn't sell.
Wow, that sounds like fun, right? But to me, how does that spur entrepreneurship? It doesn't. It frustrates people. If you listen to my show, you've known in the past that I always say this, is you could come up with the greatest idea in the world. You could have energy on a thumb drive and say that every person in the globe is going to get one of these things, and America will come in and they'll figure out a way to either A, take it from you, B, regulate it to the point where what was a great idea now is a giant pain in the ass. It sucks. And people say, Chad, you know, so you're for free flowing markets with no regulation. No, regulation to a point. Overregulation has always been my fear. Overregulation has always been the thing that scares me more than anything else. For all that Trump has done in this first year in office, his chopping down the regulatory side of things. And I don't know if you guys saw it the other day. Producer Phil, did you see the big thing where he cut the ribbon, the regulations?
Yeah.
And he had all those stacks of papers. That's insane. And not all of that is, and I would say a good majority of that is stuff that's probably double, triple regulated. Getting rid of things that you just like, this is antiquated and stupid and doesn't work in today's world. We don't need it. Yes, we need regulation to a point, but where is that point?
New rules now make that tougher. Some cities restrict food truck sales to 2 hours. Others tell food trucks you may not park near an established restaurant.
It became ever more difficult to find parking locations when we went to the city to try to sell our cupcakes.
Yeah, because you know what? It's always good to crush somebody's cupcake dream, because that matters. Right? Because somebody else could have a bakery. Well, what if you're nowhere near a bakery? Right? And it's competition. It's insane. And that is my issue. Whether it's Uber, whether it's the net, it's the fight that they have. Who's in the pocket for who? Because a lot of times people are doing all they can to take away that competition. Every night I get on the microphone, I do my stuff. I'm competing against other people. You have other things you can do. You're not a captured audience. Wouldn't it be nice if I said, hey, guys, you know, for me, hey, government, give me these airwaves for this many hours, and I want nobody else that's allowed to be on the airwaves but me on every radio station. Well, that's not very fair. No. But that's what government does. They come in and people go and they kiss ass and they do these things. And then government comes in and says, hey, you want to start a food truck? That's great. Over here, we have all these rules. Here's all the rules you have to abide by. And they set out a lot of times these insane rules that you sit there and you think to yourself, how does anybody get ahead? How does anybody get to the point where they feel like they want to do these things? A lot of times they don't. It's ridiculous. It's silly. This is what it is. This is where we are. That's why when I said I didn't like what was happening when it came to net neutrality, it wasn't because I don't think that these companies are going to, it could potentially, you know, go rogue, because I think they could. But my biggest fear is the government was going to overreach, and in doing so was going to mess everything up even more. Whether it's food truck or Uber or any of these things, the frustration comes when it's too much of government and not enough of the person. I've always found out that if you put out a great product, you put out great food, you put out all of these things, by and large, the cream rises to the top. When you over-restrict people from getting to those points, the cream doesn't rise to the top. It's about who greases whose pockets or who knows how to navigate a system. That's the frustration I find in a story like that, but in the regulations that are out there. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. You can tweet us. Love it when you do. Big, exciting day today in the world of taxes, baby. It's about taxes.
Been an amazing experience, I have to tell you. Hasn't been done in 34 years, but actually really hasn't been done because we broke every record. It's the largest, I always say the most massive, but it's the largest tax cut in the history of our country and reform, but tax cut. Really something special.
Yeah, a lot of things going on there. Tax reform, tax cuts, tax this, tax that. Of course, you've got the usual naysayers out there who are bitching, whining, and moaning. You know who you are. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Chucky. You know who you are. You know how upset you are about this. How about you, Nancy?
The Republicans only seem to care about the deficit when it comes time to invest in people, not when it comes time to give giveaways to corporate America and to the wealthiest.
To the wealthiest. It's always about to the wealthiest. Everything goes to the wealthiest. It's the same thing. It's a broken record over and 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 over. Never anything new. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. We've got a poll up there. We're going to touch on that. You can also, I love it when you go like us on the old Facebook. They always forget about Facebook because I'm on Twitter so much. I saw the other day, what is it? One out of three people are going to be on Instagram. I think it was globally, some ridiculous thing like that. I'm like, whoa, that's nuts. But it's my little brothers and sisters, man, that's all they use is Instagram. They have other things, but Instagram is pretty much all they have that they use. So check us out there on Facebook and Instagram as well, at Chad Benson Show. Tis the season. La, 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 la. So you have somebody special. You want to send something to them. And you say, you know what? I want to get him or her or the family, whatever, some great flowers. Now, you could go to those crummy online flower giants. They tell you it's going to be, you know, $20, and you find out later it's $63. Or you can say, I care about this person. I'm going to get holiday flowers from the Books. Guess what? Holiday flowers from the Books is amazing. That's who I sent all of my stuff to my clients, the people I care about, to people I work with. The Books are amazing. First of all, the Books Flower Company, short for bouquet, it's a unique experience, unlike any other online service. All right. First and foremost, Books flowers are fresh, farm fresh, beyond fresh, delivered direct from the sustainable, eco-friendly farms to your table. And when we say they're fresh, they're not kind of fresh. They're not going to last you a day or two. Guess what? A couple weeks. Books guarantees the freshest, longest lasting flowers or your money back with a wide selection of artisan design flower arrangements with simple one price pricing, no upsells at checkout, transparent pricing. That's what it's all about. I want you to brighten someone's holiday with flowers from the Books. Order your holiday Books by Thursday, December 21st for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. You're going to get an extra 15% off when you enter code CHAD. That's BOUQS.com. Use my code CHAD to save 15%. Books.com. Code CHAD saves you 15%. Say what? Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what?
That's what researchers are calling the condition in a new study in the International Journal of Mental Health and Addiction. It started from a hoax story about sulfitis published in 2014, but it was enough to pique scientific curiosity. While sulfitis isn't currently a condition that can be properly or officially diagnosed, the study could have implications for understanding how technology can lead to addictive behavior. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Yep, sulfitis. You know who you are out there. We talked about it earlier, and I think people were said, Chad, that's not real. I'm like, it is real. You don't understand the addiction that people have towards selfies. And they broke it down pretty. It has a lot to do not only with the selfies themselves, right? But also whether or not you post them. And I thought that was very interesting. So three selfies a day is considered borderline, right? So if you take three selfies a day, that's borderline. Now, and this is the interesting thing. If you take, and these are just people who take selfies. So I'm taking a selfie, but I'm not actually posting it anywhere, right? You're not actually posting it anywhere. Then you get to, if you take six selfies and you post a few of them, that's when you get in some serious trouble. And if you take more than six selfies, well, then you got problems, right? And you post a lot of them. And I don't know about you, but man, there are people out there that I see who take all kinds of selfies. And I see it on my Facebook all the time where it's like, how much do you need, right? Like, how much do you need to be loved? Because it seems to be a lot of people need to be loved, and they need that. And that's that whole kind of endorphin thing that we've talked about before with social media, where you get that endorphin when you get those likes, you get those shares, you get those comments. Very interesting. So I don't think it's really a disease, but narcissism, that's a bit of a narcissistic thing to do. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. So we always do, at least once a year, you get one of these, right? Somebody goes in, they order something to eat, they get talking to a waiter or waitress, and they said, you know, this person's busting their ass. I'm going to leave them a little something, something. And that happened again, indeed, in a small itty-bitty town. That's great. I love this. So it was a $39 bill. Coke, two root beers, a zesty nacho, slow-cooked pot roast, crazy spicy skillet, couple eggs, $500 gratuity. Dinner in Seattle this past week, somebody left a 12-person staff $3,000 on a $30 meal. People do it, right? I like that. I don't have any problem with that. I think that's kind of like, I think a lot of people, people put that out there and they think, oh, people are looking for something. Remember, it's not the person who left the tip that does that. It's the person who got it, saying thank you. I think it's a good thing. I like leaving a big tip. I think even if somebody kind of sucks, because you never know what kind of day they're having. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. It is The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.